today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word, and thanks for listening today. We're continuing our series for a season. We're going to be in 1 Peter chapter 3, and if you can get to a Bible, I realize you may be driving or there may be some other situation, but if you can get to a Bible, open the Scripture with us as we consider His Word today. While you're finding your Bible, I want to encourage you to go check out our website at considerhisword.org. A number of things you'll find there. Something new. I'm not going to talk about this much more, but something new we're doing there. So we have a place where if you'd like to send us an offering, you can do that. Now, don't send us your tithe. That belongs in your local church. But if you'd like to help this ministry, that would certainly be a blessing to us. So there's now a link there where you can give online. Now, also, which is even really more important to us, is we'd just love to hear from you. And so there's a tab there that says Contact Us, and that would be a great way to let us know where you're hearing this broadcast today. And so click on that link and simply write to us. Now, if you'll send us an address, we would send you one of our little prayer journals. We've sent out many of these. These are just little books that will fit in a shirt pocket or easily fit into a purse, maybe even fit into your Bible case. I take mine with me on church on Wednesday night, and as we give prayer requests, I write those down in my little book, and I keep it all week long and remember to pray for those prayer requests. And so we'd like to get one of these to you. You just simply contact us. You can do it through the website. You can contact me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. You can also simply write to us. In fact, most of the requests that we get for the prayer journals come through the regular mail. So write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. I'll give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. In 1 Peter, Peter is writing to believers, and he's encouraging them in going through some hard times, much harder times than we're going through now. In those days, people were being arrested and people were being killed for being Christians. I know in some parts of the world that's going on today, but not so much here in America. And I know that in some places, it feels like some of our churches are coming under persecution as they're being shut down. And I'll tell you, I don't understand how that casinos can be open and bars can be open and stores can be open, but the churches have to be closed. That doesn't make sense to me, and I think it's something we ought to pray about and seek the Lord about what the wisest thing would be to do in those situations. But going through this pandemic, there is a lot of distress and there's a lot of anxiety, and it seems that we are going through a hard time. How many have forgotten to wear your mask somewhere when you've gone into a store? I did that the other day. I was getting gas, and I just ran in to get a drink or something and totally forgot about wearing a mask. And nobody said anything to me, but boy, I was getting some strange looks, and it took me a while to figure out what was going on. I'll be glad when all of this is over. We're going to be talking about that a little bit today in our Bible study. So I'm going to be reading from 1 Peter chapter 1. I may have said chapter 3 earlier, and that's actually another message I'm working on. But in 1 Peter chapter 1 is where I want to begin reading today. So I'm going to begin reading in verse 3, and we'll read down through verse 9. Peter said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again to a lively or living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed at the last time, when ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found to the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, and whom though now ye see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls." And the phrase that we're looking at especially is "for a season." And last week we looked at where the scripture says that we are kept by God in verse 5. And it's really the center of this whole series that I want to talk about today, that this pandemic is for a season. It's not going to last forever. I know sometimes it seems like it. And to me, it seems like the time is passing by so quickly. It's hard to believe that we're now into late August, toward the end of the summer. Schools are starting up, some going to classrooms, some virtually, and kind of having to think differently about how our children are being educated. And while this seems like it may last for a long time, Peter said it is just for a season. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, Solomon said, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven." The word "season" here implies that it's just for a time. It's only for a season. In some places, the phrase or the word "for a season" literally means that it's for a while. And I'm glad to tell you that this will not, it cannot last forever. You know, we can look back over history and see when there were many other pandemics, some of them not so far past. And many of those diseases, a cure had been found or a vaccine had been found, and we're not concerned about those anymore. And imagine that one day we're going to be talking about this coronavirus, COVID-19, or whatever you want to call it, and we'll say, "Remember when we went through that?" And it will be over. And we will be looking at it back behind us in the past, that it will not last forever, that it will all be over. And I'm looking forward to that day. I was talking to somebody about it today, and he said, "I'm looking forward to December when this will all be passed over us, passed behind us." And I hope it is sooner than that. I hope by maybe just in a month or two, and maybe that's wishful thinking. And I'm praying to that end that God would heal our nation and heal the people that are dealing with this virus, and that it would just be gone for good. And one day it will be over. I don't know about you, but in our church and in several other places where I've had to go, we take people's temperature. I know I went to some places not too long ago, and before they'd let me in, they'd take my temperature. We won't have to do that anymore. We won't have to wear those masks anymore. I'll be so glad when I'll be able to preach from my pulpit. I'm thankful that I am able to have church and I am able to preach. We put up a plastic screen so that I don't have to wear a mask, and yet I look at a congregation of all these people wearing masks, and it's kind of a struggle figuring out kind of responses. I mean, I can't tell if people are smiling at me or frowning at me or what's going on. And I'll be so glad when we don't have to wear these masks anymore. I'll be so glad when this will all be over and we can shake hands again, we can hug each other again, we can fellowship again. At our church, every first Sunday, we have a big meal. We haven't been able to do that since March, and I am looking so forward to to when we'll be able to sit down and have that fellowship dinner once again every month. We're concerned about the holidays coming up. What are we going to do at Thanksgiving? What are we going to do at Christmas? We always have big gatherings for those. And hopefully this will all be gone by then. And I'm looking forward to that. One day we're going to be looking back. And I wonder, when we look back, will we look back with thankfulness that God brought us through, and that this pandemic was just for a season? We'll be able to go back and look with rejoicing. Peter mentions that here a couple of times. He says that we'll rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. And we'll look back with it with rejoicing. It'll be a time of learning for us and a time of growing for us. I know for many churches, they're evaluating how they do ministry, and they're looking at ways that they may be able to do more video outreach. We're looking into that ourselves. So many people are being reached now through Facebook Live and YouTube videos and things like that, and I'm thankful for that. And you know, it's a blessing to me be able to watch the services or hear services from other churches and other places, preachers that I know and people who I know that attend these churches, and that's been a blessing to me. And God may be using this to give us a different view of ministry and being able to reach out in different ways and in different media now that we have to reach the world for Christ. It's amazing to me that even when we do videos here, that people all around the world are able to see our videos and hear the gospel that way. Maybe God is retraining us in evangelism to push us into using this new technology. I know some have been resistant to that. And one day, all of this will be over. I want you to think about this. You know, in the winter, when the winter is so cold, and it seems like the days will never end, there is hope in thinking about spring, that spring will eventually come. And I remember growing up in the Midwest on those cold, cold days when it seems like it would last forever. I would think, boy, spring will be here soon. The leaves will be budding. The temperature will be rising. We can go fishing again. We can go outside again. And it's going to be so great. And so I want to encourage you, this pandemic is for a season. One day, it will all be past and we'll rejoice. And we'll give God glory together. I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to that. Our time is gone. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word. Consider His word. Consider His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His word.
Consider His word.